This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago aldermen are undergoing the decennial process of remapping the city's 50 wards. For weeks, there have been accusations of politicians using the process to settle old political scores and make re-election hard on their rivals. But if you get out of City Hall, the neighbors of Chicago have a lot more to say about how the maps affect their daily lives. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel and Esther Yunji Kang went to two Chicago communities to get a sense of how important this process is to the neighborhoods. Mariah starts things off in the predominantly black neighborhood of Englewood on the south side.
At the corner of 63rd and Halstead, it's almost like you can be in three different Chicago wards all at once.
That might be 20, but this is 16. And then if you walk like a block or two up, you're in six.
So if we were to stand on that median, we would be
in two different wards.
Aisha Butler is the CEO of the Residents Association of Greater Englewood, or RAGE, and she's pointing out just three of the six wards that snake through this area. She tries to work with numerous aldermen representing those wards to tackle some of the neighborhood's challenges, like high rates of violence and vacant commercial corridors caused by decades of disinvestment. But it's hard work, she says.
I think one day I had three meetings at three different aldermen offices about different initiatives that they were doing, and they were all different. It's hard to have a cohesive plan for the community.
Butler has been pushing for her neighborhood to be just one or two different wards to make it easier to lobby for services and hold aldermen accountable. But keeping communities together can be a difficult task, says researcher Jim Lewis with the University of Illinois at Chicago.
We're trying to get some form of racial equity in the city council. And that means that in the drawing of the Latino majority and African American majority wards, they're going to have irregular shapes because the map drawers are trying to use the population efficiently. And that just doesn't come out in squares.
Using the population efficiently. Let me explain that in the case of Englewood. While aldermen are tasked with creating wards that are roughly the same population, many are attempting to draw a map that creates as many majority black or majority Latino wards as possible. And for the council's black caucus, that means using Englewood's majority black population and splitting it up to bolster surrounding wards. In other words, although Greater Englewood likely has enough residents to be just a single ward or two, the Black Caucus gets more mileage by splitting it up among five others.
When you get down to where like Englewood is, which is in kind of the center of the African-American South Side, it means taking that area and splitting it among a number of different wards. It happened in the last remap. It appears to be happening again in this one.
It's a strategy that 16th Ward Alderman Stephanie Coleman, who's part of the Black Caucus, supports.
In order for fair representation within our members of the Black Caucus, historically 16th Ward, 20th Ward, 15th Ward, 17th Ward has always been a part of the Englewood community.
But walking along Halstead towards a strip of empty storefronts and vacant lots, Butler says that strategy just does not make sense to her.
Is it about you guys having black wards, or is it about a community having some synergy? I mean, I would hate to let go of a seat, but I know one thing. If we have 5 1/4 or 6 and our community still looks the way that it does 10 years ago when we were started, apparently that is not in our best interest.
While residents of Englewood may have to continue fighting for that neighborhood synergy, a community down the road that's long fought for a single ward may get it this decade. In Englewood, I'm Mariah Wolfel.
And I'm Esther Yunji Kang. I'm here in Chinatown at the corner of Archer and Wentworth. Right now, this community is served by three different aldermen. But David Wu, who lives and runs a nonprofit here, is one of the residents pushing to change that.
You know, we've been chopped up and divided for many decades. I'm really excited that for the first time we could have a majority Asian American ward.
Chances are looking pretty good. Map proposals from several groups all feature a new majority Asian ward in Greater Chinatown. They all show a slim Asian majority, with a proposed map from the city featuring just a 50.03 margin. But UIC's Lewis says,
it may be the 50 is all you can get,
meaning there was no way to draw those boundaries to include more Asian Americans without affecting other groups and neighborhoods too much. Still, Lewis says 50.03 might be enough for the community to elect an Asian American alderman.
Comes down to the politics. I think if they are organized and get out the vote and have a good candidate, then I think absolutely they could win.
Not everyone is on board with a majority Asian ward, certainly not 11th Ward Alderman Patrick Daly Thompson, one of the three different aldermen currently representing Greater Chinatown. He opposes a draft map that would make his ward majority Asian, in part because it cuts out pieces of the ward's predominantly white Canaryville neighborhood. That's where he won some of his highest margins of victory in the last aldermanic race. But Wu says ensuring minorities have fair representation is more important than neighborhood lines.
You know, the Voting Rights Act protects minority communities. It doesn't protect geographic boundaries that may have been set up at some point.
Wu says once the new map is passed, whenever that is, he and other residents are eager to make their voices heard on a number of issues: security, language access, a new high school, and proposals to put a casino nearby that could harm residents who struggle with gambling addiction. But first things first, the map has to be passed.
There's going to be a lot of political maneuvering, and so we have to be watchful to make sure that 50.03 doesn't become 49.8 or something like that, which the horse trading at the very end, that could happen.
Aldermen could be negotiating ward boundaries up until May of next year. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.